Men's fashion is having a huge moment. Higher sales, more designers, and this week a first, Men's Fashion Week in New York. Just men this time. Here's designer Tom Brown.
I do show my men's collection in Paris, but it being the inaugural season for Men's Fashion Week here in New York, it was really important for me to be here and to support men's fashion here in New York.
From The Seams, an occasional series about clothing as culture, Jackie Lydon reports.
Black men, Asian men, white men, a guy in a turban, all stood side by side in front of what was designed to look like the wall of a police lineup.
Number one, step forward.
The models wore looks from the spring 2016 collection by Public School, one of the most buzzed about labels in the fashion industry right now.
Number two, step forward.
Doey Chow is the co-founder of Public School.
So we wanted to draw that parallel where basically everyone is dressed the same, side by side, everyone is the same. The message is about unity and solidarity, especially in these times.
To Chow, fashion is social commentary. He and his co-founder have been nurtured by the Council of Fashion Designers of America, which is putting on the event in New York, Men's Fashion Week. Public School has also been named the creative directors at DKNY this year. One reason menswear is having such a big moment, social media. Bruce Pask is the men's fashion director for Bergdorf Goodman.
Information makes for a really confident and curious shopper. I think that information has served to really educate and excite a male shopper, and I think that is great for the business in general.
The market analysis firm Ibis World says that for menswear, sales in brick-and-mortar stores are growing at 4% a year. Online, sales are even better. There's an average growth rate of 17% each year over the past 5 years, and the CFDA wants to capitalize on this. In the past, menswear has shown with the women in September. Now they get their own shows with big sponsors like Amazon Fashion and Cadillac, who want to support American design. And no designer is more all-American than Todd Snyder. The Iowa native is suddenly breaking out after 20 years in fashion. This week, he spent $75,000 putting on his biggest show yet with a large audience and deep bench of international buyers and editors.
I really wanted to make it the best I can just because I felt eyes are upon us and we need to represent the U.S. well. I feel like I'm in an Olympic battle. You're always up against the Italians or the French or U.K. or Japan, so it's always important to like show your best.
It's also important to show up, as a huge variety of people did. Athletes, musicians, actors, and the people who dress them, like Memsoor Kumarica, the stylist for actor Anthony Mackie, who played Falcon in the last Avengers movie.
I think it's great to check out the up-and-coming bubbling talent. So I just love, if there's a name I don't know, to go and check it out. Having such a wide range of talent on display just makes my job a hell of a lot easier.
New York Fashion Week Men's looks to become as hot a ticket as New York Fashion Week Women's. It's not quite gender equity. Women's wear is still a lot bigger, but it's a big leap forward. For NPR News, I'm Jackie Lydon.
And you can hear more from The Seams on its podcast, theseams.org.